Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. Bringing us back that little band from Texas, a little ZZ Top Blues for you there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Levin is our guest, our good friend, 11-year member of our Brain Trust, founder of RSL Media, a great entrepreneur, a great student of the marketplace, somebody we listen to around here when he speaks. Rob is helping you for free. He's giving you for free what he charges his customers for. And to help you curry favor, help you foster and nurture relationships with customers through content development. Now, Rob, you promised you would give us a by-the-numbers way to do this.
I did. So here we go. The first thing you got to do, well, actually, you know what? I'm gonna do an audible here. The first thing you have to do is make a commitment to this, because it's not like throwing a promotion out. And you're expecting an immediate return. It takes time for these things to build. But once they build, once you're building a library of content, you are creating assets that will perform for you for quite some time. So
they're evergreen. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint, is it?
That's right. And you're creating assets, not expenses, by doing this. I mean,
say that again. I like that.
When you're putting money and time into content, you're creating assets versus creating expenses.
Right.
Yeah, you got to pull the money out of your pocket. There's not much to do when you do it my way, but you got to pull money out of your pocket. But rather than a campaign, you do it and it's over, this will keep going for you.
Mm-hmm. It keeps on giving.
So the first step is to identify topics around the content you should be producing, right? So this is really easy for a small business to do. What are the top issues that your customers have as they're related to what you do? So, again, I mentioned a plumber, and you could throw anybody at me, by the way. So a plumber, you know, a plumber's going to be dealing with things like stuffed toilets and pipes not working well, things getting backed up. So a plumber can be talking about, well, here are the things you do so that you're not stuffing up your plumbing system. Here are the three things you need to do. And the plumber knows this like the back of his, you know, like he knows the back mm-hmm. of his hand or her hand. And so you got to identify these topics. Now, another, and these are the topics that you'll write about. We'll talk about how you write them in a minute, because again, we're business owners, but we may not be writers. But another great area for businesses to create content around is feature your customers. People love this stuff. So, you know, let's say you are, let me think of somebody. Let's say you're a marketing consultant. I know that might sound ironic. But let's say you're a marketing consultant, and you help small businesses, right? Well, take one of your customers that's doing something interesting and write about him or her. People love that. You know what's cool about that? Number one, people love to read about other people. It's called storytelling. People mm-hmm. love it. It's been working for thousands of years. Number two, your customer is going to appreciate it because they're getting some exposure. And chances are they will promote your content through their networks and social media channels.
Can I stop you for a second? Hey, Rob, sure. What you're saying is so perfect, but somebody's listening right now thinking, I don't know how to interview people. I don't know how to write that story. As he said earlier, folks, no, we don't expect you to. You're a plumber. You're a chef. You're a florist or a contractor or whatever you may be. This is where you... If you don't want to do it, if you can't do it, it doesn't mean that doesn't mean it's the end of the line. You get somebody to help you with it. Hire somebody to do this.
Well, that's what I'm going to get to is that, you know, if you look at what's going on in the world of media and journalism, right? A lot of media properties falling by the wayside. There's tons of journalists out there, tons of them, at all different price points. I mean, I've seen people, these are not people that we would hire, but I've seen people quoting me, I'll write you an article for $20. $20!
Yeah.
And again, it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to win a Pulitzer Prize. Okay. It just has to be error free. It has to be compelling.
And your video, if you do a video, it doesn't have to be high production value. In fact, crudest ones you'll ever see are the ones that work because it's authentic. See, that's the thing. More important than production value is authenticity, isn't it?
Absolutely. A video, I was going to get to that. That's a great option. You can do it yourself. Or go to your local high school or college, talk to a journalism major, talk to any kid knows how to do a video. Find a kid who's got a pretty good Instagram account in your area. These kids know how to
every
do all that.
Every college, if not high school, has people taking media classes on video.
That's right.
And yeah, they need work.
That's right. They also plenty of English majors that could use a part-time job. You're not going to pay a lot for this stuff. Try different people out. It won't take you long to find somebody who will be able to do this for you.
And you know, another thing, and I think you may have said this, but when you interview your customers, other people love testimonials. What you've done is promoted your customer, but it's a testimonial in the process, and to boot, isn't it?
That's right. And you don't even have to make it all about a testimonial. Just make it about them. Make it about your customer. And the testimony will be inherent in that video clip or in that written piece.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So look, this is a real easy way for anybody to be doing it, and you might be seeing your competitors doing it already, and I guarantee you most of them are gaining traction with it.
So what? Do it anyway. Folks, this is what he's talking about, folks, could be a game changer. Now it won't change your game next week. But over the next year, it will.
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought. Right back with our good friend Rob Levin. Rob, I need the website one more time.
RSLmedia.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. RSL Media. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.